Okay, time flies. We are back right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, hour number two. And remember, to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And of course, normal data rates apply. Well, it is time. We're going to get you ready for opening day of baseball. It is finally here, 2015. The Cubs and Cardinals, they get underway on Sunday. And right now, we're going to start off by heading out to the NL East, and we're going to highlight the Philadelphia Phillies. And I know 2014, it was not kind as they finished fifth in their division with a 73-89 record overall. Wonderful to have back with us author and baseball historian, the great Fran Zimnick. Fran, it's been way too long. Good to hear your voice.
You too, Big E. I thought I did something wrong.
No, you weren't in timeout, I promise.
Oh, okay. Well, I am, but just not with you.
Oh, my goodness. That's probably another conversation. But let's get to some of the doom and gloom. I mean, talk to me. What in the world is going on with your Philadelphia Phillies?
Nothing good right now, Alyssa. It's the team had a wonderful stretch of making the playoffs, winning the World Series, losing the World Series, and it's just been downhill every year ever since. And this year is not going to be anywhere near as good as last year was. They are just a pathetic team, and it's going to be a long rebuild.
Well, they have certainly struggled mightily, and I have to wonder, I was reading an article in Sports Illustrated, it just seems like the front office perhaps is in denial, and they've traded away just too many good prospects. Would you agree with that?
Well, they traded away prospects, and then they made other trades where they got prospects back, and the thing with prospects is prospects are suspects until they're more than prospects. So some of the guys they traded away never panned out. Some of the guys they traded for never panned out. I think a lot of mistakes were made over the past 5 years or so, but right now they're in a complete rebuild, and I think the next person you're going to see traded is going to be either Cole Hamels or Jonathan Papelbon. I think they really have to just tear everything down and start from scratch.
You know, as you mentioned, they have struggled over the past 5 years, struggled mightily, but could you anticipate that this season that it might even be worse? I mean, Philly fans, that they've really got to brace themselves.
Well, the Phillies organization, I hate to laugh at this, Alyssa, but Phillies organization is preparing the fans. They're offering all kinds of discounted ticket prices this year. They just made an announcement yesterday, all kinds of great new sandwich items at the stadium, and now the most important thing is they will be serving hard liquor at the stadium. So they're getting the fan base ready.
Hey, Fran Zimnick is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, author and baseball historian. How many years ago was it? Yeah, you released a book on the Phillies. I think that was one of our very first interviews, correct?
It was. It was 2004.
Wow.
You were 22 at the time.
Of course, yes. And it was a nice overall just history of the Philadelphia Phillies. Are you guys re-releasing that? Is that true?
Correct. It was called Philadelphia Phillies, Where Have You Gone? And it was initially released in 2004. And this coming May, it'll be re-released. We've updated it. We've added some players to it. And that'll be released in May, which is very exciting. Because it was my first book, Alyssa, and I got to correct some of the mistakes.
Ah, okay. So who are some of the players that you highlight? Kind of indulge our listeners.
Well, there's Steve Carlton, Richie Ashburn, Dick Allen, Glenn Wilson. One of my favorite names in Phillies history, Putzi Caballero, Robin Roberts. And anyone who is a good player is featured. And there's also some guys who weren't good players who just for one reason or another caught my attention over the years, so I included them as well. One of them was my favorite pitcher growing up, a guy named Rick Wise.
Tell me about Steve Carlton. I understand, does he live out in Durango, Colorado? I mean, we're from the Four Corners area and spent some time out there. And he's a guy that really doesn't like to do a lot of media interviews, from what I understand.
Well, that's where he does live. He's an interesting case. He wouldn't talk to the press because when he was playing for a number of years because he felt he was misquoted and treated unfairly and whatnot. He's kind of softened that stand recently, but he's still pretty much a recluse. He'll occasionally do a baseball show or an oldies thing at the Philly Stadium or something like that. But he just pretty much keeps to himself, but No matter what he's doing now, he was one of the most dominant pitchers I ever saw. He was a great pitcher.
Fran Zimnick, you're listening to The Voice. He is an author, baseball historian, and how many baseball books have you released throughout the years, Fran?
Well, the Phillies book is number 11.
Wow.
Come this October, they're re-releasing an Eagles book I wrote, which will be number 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm currently working on a brand new project for my 13th book, which I'm writing with the best baseball player other than Pete Rose, who is not in the Hall of Fame, and that's the great relief pitcher Lee Smith, who spent all those years with the Cubs and the Red Sox and the Cardinals.
So what is your view on Pete Rose? Do you believe that he should be going into the Hall of Fame?
At this point, I really do. I think what he did was wrong. Lying about it made it 10 times worse. But when you think about some of the best players you've ever seen who won by sheer will and determination, Pete Rose is right at the top of the list. I think in life, in society, and I think also in baseball, there has to be forgiveness. It's not like he juiced himself and completely had no respect for the game by using steroids and inflating numbers and things like that. He was incredibly honest and a hard-working, dedicated player on the field. And in spite of his mistake and the years of lying about it, I would love to see him just be automatically put into the Hall of Fame while he's still alive. I honestly think he deserves it.
Fran Zimnick with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always go to yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Listen to this interview. Of course, we're breaking down the NL East. So we definitely wanted Fran to weigh in on whether or not Pete Rose should be reinstated. So let's get back. Let's jump back and talk about the Phillies. What about this outfield? I hate to be so, not optimistic, but I mean, do you think this could be the worst outfield in the league?
Well, yeah, it could very well be. You'll be lucky if the combination of all the outfielders hit 15 home runs during the course of the year. There's literally no power out there.
Okay.
Their only hope for any power is a young player named Darren Ruff, who, if he got a chance to play every day, might hit 20 home runs, but for some reason they won't play him every day. The outfield is bad. The infield, I mean, they've replaced Jimmy Rollins with Freddie Galvez. Need I say more?
So let's move ahead. Talk to me about, you'd mentioned it in the open, in my first question, about Cole Hamels. I mean, is he still on the trading block?
Absolutely. From his perspective, he loves Philadelphia. He loves the Phillies. They signed him. They brought him through the minor league system. He had a couple injuries in the minor leagues. They stuck with him and whatnot. He has great sense of gratitude to the Phillies, but he's going to be 31 years old, and he's got a lot of good years left in them, and it might take 3 or 4 years to turn this team around, even if they're able to do it. And I think he would be very open to a trade. But the thing is, the Phillies, unlike trades they've made in the past when mm-hmm. they traded people like Curt Schilling or Scott Rowland, they can't screw it up. They have to get good value in return. And I think it's almost a case, Elis, of paralyzation by analyzation. I think they're thinking it too much.
Talk to me about, as far as the Phillies' rotation, what have you heard in terms of with spring training and some of the guys that are competing to get some time?
Well, it looks like Hamels, Aaron Harang, there's a kid named David Buchanan who had a very nice rookie year last season, and there are still a couple of other question marks for the rotation. The rumor has that they're looking for another starting pitcher because they signed this Cuban refugee a couple years ago to a $12 million contract, Miguel Alfredo Gonzalez, who they called the International Man of Mystery. And I think it was better when he was a man of mystery because the mystery is gone and he just doesn't have the talent to pitch in the major leagues. He was just outrighted to the minor leagues the other day. So it's just an organization that really has to be changed from the bottom up. We're hoping that within the next 2 or 3 weeks that Chad Billingsley might make it back from 2 arm surgeries and join the starting rotation.
Opening day is April 6th, and they will host the Boston Red Sox. I'm going to assume that Cole Hamels, he's going to be he'll be getting the start. He'll be getting the nod on opening day.
For either team, if there's a trade at the last minute, the Red Sox are one of the suitors, so he could be starting for the Red Sox, but yeah, he'll be starting for the Phillies, and I hate to say it, E, but I have a feeling Cole will be 0-1 after opening day.
Ah, I hate to hear that. So, listen, let's catch up, and hopefully, you never know what could happen, and we'll just see how this plays out for the season, okay?
I just hope they make the right moves for the future.
Okay. That, of course, has been Fran Zimnick, who's been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup, Chris Sheridan, the publisher and editor with SheridanHoops.com. Of course, our very own Andy Pondillo, Lee Klein with Slam Magazine, Jesse Harper, the CEO of I1 Biometrics, and Steve Kyler with Basketball Insiders. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. So long, everyone.